Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psyche Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psyche Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And let me bring on here my fabulous co-host for the show today. She is a Pillai Center facilitator and coach, helping people to use ancient Vedic meditations and techniques for spiritual advancement. She's a certified life coach and a producer here on Psyche Talk Radio. Here she is, coming to us from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. So happy to be here. How's it going, Dax?
Great. It's another Wednesday. I'm excited to be here. So normally on what I wanted to fill people in a little bit about Angela, because I know, you know, people were excited to hear Angela coming to us, you know, from I think it was Devon, right? In the UK?
Yeah, I think that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from England, folks. And for the last few weeks, you know, she was having some Skype problems. And it was, you know, difficult to call into the show, you know, if she dials our 714 number, by the way, 714-816-4628. Give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. People are starting to get into the queue here, Rose. It's lighting up like a Christmas tree, so get in early. 714-816-4628. And 714 is actually an Anaheim exchange. And so calling from the UK is expensive. You know, so we were using the Skype, but then she had a problem with that. Well, she finally cleared it up. She's able to dial out, and then she had an accident. We just heard about it. Unfortunately, I don't know all the details, you know, but I think she might have cracked a rib. Interestingly, she messaged us and she said that, you know, in the UK, they don't even X-ray for that anymore. Because, you know, there isn't a lot you can – yeah, isn't that weird? But, you know, there's not a lot you can do for cracked ribs. I know, you know, Doug had cracked ribs God, it takes months and months and months and months to heal. But, you know, all they do is wrap you. That's all they do. You know, there's nothing really they can do surgically, you know, unless it's really fractured and it's pushing into the lung and then they do surgery, you know. But, you know, this is not the case with Angela, fortunately. But let's send her some love and healing energy over there in the UK, that she makes a rapid recovery, at least to where the pain subsides. And hopefully she'll be able to come join us on the air again in January or sometime in early 2019, I'm hoping.
Yes, let's please send her some healing energy. That's got to be difficult after all the things that she's been through. My goodness.
I know. It's been horrendous. It's like the universe has been working against Angela to be on the show. You know, we love her being on the show.
We do.
She's an angelic Reiki master teacher, an Atlantean master practitioner, angel card reader, access bars practitioner. She does all this cool stuff. And, you know, today we were actually supposed to finally get to her topic, the one we've been all waiting for, you know, healing modalities in the aura. we've been having to postpone it, you know, and then when we heard that her Skype was working again and she was able to call into the show, we rescheduled it for today, but then last minute we heard about, you know, her accident, and it's awful.
Yeah.
But so it just sounds like a fascinating topic. It's an experiment, actually, that Angela was involved with in the UK. We don't know the details. That's why we want to do the topic. But somewhere along the line, you know, they're using the Aura camera. I don't know if it was video or still images. And you know how they can take pictures of the Aura now. And actually, they've been able to do that for a long time now, actually. And the experiment was something along the lines of doing different healing modalities and then, you know, viewing the Aura while doing that, which sounds like a fascinating experiment. So I'm dying to find out more details, but we can't till we get Angela back on.
I know. I'm excited too. I really want to hear about this. Yeah.
Yeah. We launched the Wednesday show specifically to have Angela on, just like, the Friday show with Sue and Stephanie. And Stephanie's our new host, and we have her on Friday. And Angela was our new host, you know, or is our new host on Wednesdays. We also had Virginia, but she was having conflicts with Wednesdays. And so we don't know if she's coming back or not in 2019. So that's kind of like on hold right now. But we have these shows, and my producers, Rose here and Sue Schumacher from the Thursday show. She's also a producer along with Mary Brown on the Saturday show with me. They're producers on the network, and they've been helping me with these shows because what we're doing is it's been a couple of months or so. We launched that new program for staff psychics, hosts, psychics on the network.
Right.
And yeah. And basically, up till then, you know, all the shows on the network were what we call custom shows, meaning the hosts of that show, you know, they ran their own show. A lot of times they, you know, run their own studio, the board and everything, and the switchboard and the callers, and they pick their own topics. They have their own title of their show, like Soul Sisters, the Thursday show, and Power of Three, the Tuesday show, which, by the way, I just heard from Rose and the ladies, and it's coming back January 8th, and they're going to be doing developing as a medium, developing as a psychic medium, Tuesday, January 8th. They will be back here live on Psychic Talk, you know. So we have all these custom shows with, you know, custom names. And that's a certain package, you know, that we have. But we also now have staff. I keep wanting to say staff psychics. Well, they are staff psychics, but staff hosts and staff co-hosts. It's called the staff co-host program, actually, and it's all explained on our Become a Host page. So if you're on psychictalk.net, our main website, top of any page, just click Become a Host. Not right now if you're listening to us on our live page, psychictalk.net/live, but you can open a new tab in your browser, go to psychictalk.net, click Become a Host at the top of any page. The direct URL is psychictalk.net/hosts with an S, H-O-S-T-S, psychictalk.net/hosts, and you can read all about the opportunities, the custom shows, or becoming a staff co-host. And the staff co-host is a more affordable option for those that are looking for a affordable way to get into radio, and also without the stress of doing a custom show. You know, you don't have to come up with the theme of your show, book your own guests, figure out the topics on your own, get a co-host to join you on your custom show, create a custom name, develop a following, all that kind of thing, Rose. It's really simple. You come on one of these shows that we're doing, like here on Wednesdays or Fridays with Sue and Steph. And, of course, we can do a show any day of the week that someone is free. So you can come join us as a staff co-host, and it's $37 a month. So custom shows start at $97 a month. So it's a much more affordable option, but you are still promoted just like the rest of the hosts on the network. So you'll be on the front page of psychictalk.net as a radio host. You'll have your own page on psychictalk.net. So it'll be like psychictalk.net/ Roses is Dr. Rose. So it's DRROSE, psychictalk.net/ Dr. Rose. And I'm / Dax, psychictalk.net/ Dax. So you'll have your own page like ours and be on the front page. We even give you a professional email address if you'd like to use that, you know, so it'd be your name at psychictalk.net. And it's a really a great option. And we have plenty of room, you know, wide open here. We'd like to get two or three more staff co-hosts here on Wednesdays. Same thing with the Friday show. And if you can't do Wednesdays or Fridays, you know, we will launch other shows on Saturdays, Sundays, or any other day of the week to accommodate our staff co-hosts. So go over to psychictalk.net and click Become a Host at the top of any page and check that out. Okay, so we have a ton of people calling in. If you're listening live and you're thinking about calling in, you better get in now, because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So you want to get your spot. Don't hang up and call back in, because what's going to happen is you'll get pushed to the bottom. Also, when you call in the guest line, 714-816-4628, make sure that you press number one on your dial pad as soon as you get in. And what that does is it puts you up in the queue. If you're just listening to the show, you don't want to be live on air with us, you're just dialing in to listen, that's another way to listen to the show, Rose. They don't have to go to the live page or go to Blog Talk or any of the other places you can listen on the players.
Right.
You can actually just dial in and listen to the show. Just don't press one, and then we know that, you know, you'll be at the bottom of the list, and we know that you're just listening. But if you'd like to be live on air with us, press the number one on your keypad, and that'll pop you to the top of the queue, and we'll take you all in the order that you called in. What's going on?
Yeah.
Before we go to phone lines, what's going on with you, Rose? What's new? It's almost 2019, right?
I know. And so, you know what? The thing I've been working on, and this is mostly in my mind, is that I have a YouTube channel where I've talked about different Vedic practices. And I haven't posted a video on there since, like, February. But I have over 600 subscribers.
Yeah. Wow. That's great,
such
though.
A long time. So it's great. So I decided, you know what, I need to start doing videos. I'm going to do one this week. I would say the full week, sometime between now and maybe the day after Christmas or so, and start that up. And because there's so much to talk about. It's just that it's been – quite the crazy hectic year for me, but I'm going to start that up where I'll start posting a video every week and talking to people about what they can do. The most, I would say the famous or the video that's been viewed the most is the Shreem Brzee Wealth Mantra. And basically the video is entitled The Shreem Brzee Work. And so that has over, 13,000, 15,000. I have no idea. It's a really high number of people who, you know, that have viewed that. And so I'm going to talk. I decided that this year, leading up to the new year, I will talk about, okay, so if you're having issues with money or getting a new job or anything like that, let's talk about what your mantra, your daily mantra practice can be. So I think that's something that people will be very excited about. And it will include the Shreem Brzee mantra. So for those people out there who are into that, who love that mantra, like I do.
You know,
so
we started building your website, rosewilkerson.com, which we still have not, you know, completed that. You know, there's some things that need to get filled in there.
That's right.
But at least it's up and running. But I was thinking, you know, we should have got a different URL for it, like mantraqueen.com or something.
We might. You know, you never know. I can still buy that domain. It could still be connected to Rose Wilkerson. Who knows?
I just thought that's cute. The mantra queen, you know, because if you,
queen.
You know, if you're new to the show, then you don't know, you know, Rose is the mantra queen. She's got a mantra for everything. And so if you're calling in and you got an issue, we're going to take a look at the tarot. But, you know, we're also going to give you a mantra. We can also do some numerology. We, you know, we don't do too much numerology. People don't ask for it. But, you know, now as the as 2019 is approaching, people are going to want to know their personal year number, because we all go through these cycles of nine years, and the whole world does too. In fact, on Saturday's show, Mary and I will be talking about a world year number of 3, because 2019 is a 3-year for all of us. We're going into a 3-year of creativity and communication. Yeah, we're leaving a 2-year and going into a 3-year. But we're all also in different places on the 9-year cycle as far as our personal year, which comes from the current year plus your birth date. And we'll be going into that actually the Saturday after this Saturday. So this Saturday is the 22nd. We'll be talking about the world year number. On the 29th, we'll be doing personal year numbers. Saturday, the 29th. So write that down, jot it down on your calendar. Call into the show. It's the same phone number, same bat channel, same bat time, psychictalk.net/live. And it's 714-816-4628. And you can call in and we'll give you your personal year number. We're also doing some, what would you call it? New Year's readings and things. When we get into January, we're going to have a few shows on the network where we're going into personal year numbers and then doing New Year's readings as well. That we always do that every year, which is always a lot of fun, you know, and get everybody ready.
Right.
So that's some of the stuff that is coming up. And then, you know, today is actually a one day. The 19th, 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. All about self. All about, you know, expressing you. And then, of course, the whole date, 12/19/2018. If you add that all up, you get 24. 2 plus 4 is 6. A return to balance and harmony. I also always on these shows like to pull a card for the show, a card for the day, Rose. And I got the moon card. And the moon card talks about a lot of different things, you know, psychic ability, psychic and intuitive awakenings, dreams, strange experiences, madness, feminine power, rhythms, self-deception, sometimes fear, you know. So I'm like, oh my God, what are the calls going to be like today, Rose? Oh my God, we got the moon card. And the
maybe it's the magic of the moon.
It could be. I know you guys did a whole show on that on Goddess Guidance on the moon. And you know, the reason why I say that is because, you know, just for fun, I do the card of the day and the numerology, you know, in the beginning of these shows. And what I've noticed on the shows is often the theme of what people are calling in about seems to match what the numerology of the day is and the card of the day. And I find that fascinating, you know, but also a little scary because we got the moon card.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of like your subconscious mind, like what's deep down inside. And it could be wonderful things, but it could also be scary. You know, all those fears and things of that nature that pop up. So it'll be interesting.
Yes. And speaking of interesting, let's go to the phone lines and find out what everybody wants to chat about. Let me give out that number one more time. 714-816-4628. Jot it down. Put it in your pad. Put it in your phone because it's good for all of our shows all week long on Psychic Talk Radio. Also, you can join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live during the shows. There's a player there where you can listen live, and then below the player is a chat room, and you can jump in there. You can ask questions and get mini readings right from that chat room, psychictalk.net facebook.com/live. And Eli was in there, but he jumped out. And, you know, I think it's crickets in there right now. It's just me and Dr. Rose. So pop in there. Yes. Pop into the chat room with us, psychetalk.net/live. And also give us a ring, if you can. Give us a ring. And the other thing I like to mention on these open line shows is that it's open lines. So you can call in for a mini reading, but you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. Or if you have questions, right. Oh, God, we've gotten some really great questions on recent shows, Rose. You know, different things about the different psychic topics that we cover and related things,
oh, nice.
Energy healing, Reiki, EFT, hypnosis, tarot, numerology, psychic development, psychic mediumship. Pretty much we have it all covered. So if you have a burning question, you know, I've always wondered about this about tarot, or, you know, how does this
right.
work in numerology? You know, we can answer those kind of questions too. So let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Rose, we're going to go to, okay, who's been waiting the longest? Here we go. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Joanna, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Joanna. How you doing?
Hi. Hi. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Joanna. Welcome.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Thank you. Yes, my best friend and I reconciled our friendship months ago, and I was hoping it would be, you know, like a wonderful new start, a new beginning, and everything was going to be great. But on his end, he has been greatly distancing himself and disappearing. So I'm wondering if you're seeing the communication, you know, getting better for the coming new year.
That's a great question. Interesting. Relationship. I'm kind of going through something similar.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right.
Ooh,
yeah.
Did
you want to start first with this one?
Oh gosh. Well, you know, these kind of things. It depends a lot on us. You know, we often put it on the other person, but it's really how we approach things. And you know, as far as what the cards are saying, I did it as a yes no, and the cards are all. Yes, they're all really positive cards.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Oh, good.
Yeah, look. I mean, we got the Ace of Wands, so that's a new opportunity. So there's a new opportunity for the communication door to open again. The Nine of Cups is talking about – that's literally the Wish Come True card. The Temperance card, which talks about balance.
Mm-hmm.
Balance, moderation, harmony. There's an opportunity for all of that. Now, the Fool card shows up, which suggests, you know, the Fool card's new beginnings, but it often suggests, you know, taking the card literally, that, you know, you need to take a leap of faith in some area in order to make this happen.
Mm.
You know, I feel a lot like it has more to do with you than him somehow, and I'm not sure, but it might be energetic. I think a lot of it's energetic, and I say that because I got the Devil card. And the Devil card is that's a card about obsession. It's a card about addictions, you know, and which could be a lot of different things. When you say the word addiction, the first thing – and it's really interesting because right next to it, you know, the Temperance card and the temperance movement of the 1920s was about, you know, the addiction of alcohol. I think that's hilarious. but it doesn't have to be addictions the way most people think about it, substance abuse, that kind of addiction. It can just be being attached to the way things were. Or being attached to something from the past. Yes, I think you need to think outside of the box a little bit and see how are you contributing to the communication breakdown. You know, are you stuck on the way things used to be in the relationship, something along those lines? Or it might not even be this relationship. It may be the way things were in previous relationships, and you're still got your attention on that. Basically, what we put on our attention on is what we draw in. So take a look at that. And then, Rose, what wise sage wisdom do you have, Mantra Lady?
Oh, let's all chant Om. No, I'm just kidding. So, So Joanna, is this person a...
Hey, I got a new one. Rose.
What?
I got a new one. It's not, you know, this is the year 2018. We're about to go into 2019. You know, it's going to be 2020 soon. I can't believe that. I never thought we'd make it that far. You know? At least I didn't think I'd make it that far. Anyway, but, you know, it's I heard it's not OM yet. It's OMG. OMG. OMG.
That's a good
Oh
one.
My God. Oh my God, Joanna. Oh my God, Joanna.
So, Joanna, is this a love interest, this friend, or did you guys have that kind of relationship before?
Way back in the way back, that's what we were discussing, but we are long distance. We stayed very close. My best friend, very, very close, he got involved in a very toxic, unhealthy relationship who he's still with, and that had all kinds of effects on our friendship, and he ended it like a year ago, and then we reconciled, and I thought we were going to be, you know, in a better place and whatnot, and that's what my question was about, so we love each other, very dear friends, it never went, never went more than that,
Well, one of the things that, you know, this is the holiday season, and so sometimes things get a little crazy with people, and I don't mean crazy in a bad way necessarily. People get busy, they're preparing, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're worried, and so sometimes that's a part of it, and I don't know what your friend is like in terms of how he communicates, but sometimes people don't communicate what's really going on, especially when you're far away and you can't really see the person, so you don't know what's going on. So I would say don't try to project anything. You don't really know what's happening. He could be going through something, especially if he's still in a toxic relationship. God knows, you know, what's going on there. He might just be doing some self-care or something like that. So what I would do, there is a good mantra that you could use if you're interested in a mantra. It's KLEEM, actually, K-L-E-E-M. We call it the love mantra, but it's actually attraction. And what it's a mantra that has a very attractive energy. In terms of relationships, what it does is it can bring harmony to the relationship. So some people, like the company that I work for, we have a Facebook group that's dedicated to this particular mantra, and sometimes people are coming in and they're looking for, they want to use the mantra to attract a particular person. We always tell them that's not a good idea. You know, often what we desire is not really what's good for us. So what I say is that you want to just imagine, you know, having an open communication, that the relationship is good, that it's, you know, you guys are in harmony, you know, you have your friendship, there's no rock in the boat or anything like that, you know, in terms of, I don't know, just in terms of your emotions or what, that everything is stabilized and balanced. So you can chant KLEEM to do that. And I've seen it happen even within my own life. I think it was about a couple of years ago, I was chanting KLEEM every day just to be a part of a challenge that we do in our group. We do like 40-day challenges or 21-day challenges. And I wasn't chanting for anything in particular. This was during like Valentine's Day, and I was like, get Valentine's. I don't want to do all that. I just want to chant.
Right.
So I chanted the mantra. And what was really interesting is that the relationship that I had with my brother had shifted. And usually, like, at the time, my father was getting ill and sick. And sometimes I would call my brother up to see if he could help. And it was always, I don't know, I'm working, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's always this stuff. But then after I chanted KLEEM, it harmonized all of that. I didn't get all that pushback. And I thought, this mantra really does work. So I would chant KLEEM. And if you want to get in contact with me, I have an audio loop that you could download. And if you go to what is the name of our group, Dax? It's the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. If you can find it there, you can email me at
Dr. Rose. There's a page and a group. Yeah.
Right.
And the easiest way is just for them to open a new tab in their browser and you type in psychytalk.net/Facebook, and that takes them right to the group.
Oh, okay. Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is the link to the audio that you can use to listen to. It doesn't clean. Typically what you do is you chant that 108 times in one session if you can, or if you have to break it up,
okay,
you can do it that way. If you want to do 54 in the morning, 54 in the evening, or what do we say, 27 times, 4 times a day, something like that.
Right.
And just and do your best to focus on what it is that you, you know, in terms of harmonizing the relationship and open communication. I can't say that it will, you know, your relationship will turn out one way or the other, but at least you guys will be able to communicate in a way to find out, okay, what's going on? How are you doing? I'm just asking because I'm concerned, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Right. And right. And another thing, And hopefully harmonizing will, he always keeps things in. He lets out very little. He's not an open person. You know, so the things that I have learned, you know, are very few. So I was hoping, for more openness within himself, you know, as well. So.
Right. Well, so one important thing to remember is that when you're chanting a mantra, you really want to chant it for yourself and not for him. Because if he's able to chant for himself and he's interested in doing that, that's great. But the thing that's the issue is that you don't want to chant, unless you're talking about a child or your husband or spouse or something like that. But if you're chanting for another adult that really could chant for themselves, what you do is you end up taking on their karma. And we always say, we have enough karma to deal with in our own lives. We don't want somebody else's. So,
Oh, yeah.
Think about harmonizing the relationship. The relationship is good. The communication is good. And, you know, you'll see that eventually he'll come around and talk with you. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Wonderful.
Worth a try, Joanna.
Yes, wonderful. Definitely. Bless you. Happy holidays and the happiest of New Year's to you both. And blessings to Angela as well.
Thanks a
lot,
Joanna.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Happy holidays and a happy 2019 for everybody out there. And, of course, Angela will be on our mind. We'll be thinking about her over the next few weeks. And I'm hoping that for 2019, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that some of you out there that are practitioners, you know, astrologers and numerologists and life coaches and spiritual coaches and tarot readers and psychics and psychic mediums and pet psychics. Oh, I would love to get some more pet psychics. I hope you'll all join us for 2019 here on the network as a host. It's really a great way to get yourself out there. It's, you know, I always tell people that, the way to be the expert is you write a book or you become a host, or you do both, like many of our hosts actually have. Or you do both, you know. It's like a big business card, you know. I love it. I love it. And once you get the radio bug, oh, look at you, Rose. You got dragged kicking and screaming into this, and now you're a producer.
I know, right? Who would have thought?
How'd that happen anyway? You know? Oh, yes. But yeah, we would love to get a lot more folks on the network, and especially on this show Wednesdays here, and then Friday, of course, as well. And any day of the week, really, we can do shows. The other thing I'd like to do is I'd like to get some of our hosts on the that are on the network now. Many of them have taken the same life coaching course that you did, Rose, and got certified, you know, and I'd love to do a show on life coaching, especially for the spiritual practitioner. So I'm thinking of asking you're here on Wednesdays with me. I was thinking of asking some other folks to come on the Wednesday, like Sue Schumacher and Mary Brown and, you know, a lot of these folks that have taken the course. And we can talk about life coaching and how it relates to, you know, being a spiritual practitioner and how it can help you. And the course I'm talking about, you can find it at psychetalk.net/coach. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And go check out our life coaching course, psychetalk.net/coach. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest out here? Actually, the next person, it's the same area code as you. Rose 510. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from California. My name is Tasha.
Hi,
is it Tasha?
Tasha? You have a 510? Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Tasha,
great.
Are you in the San Francisco Bay Area?
Yeah.
So am I. We have the same area code, so I just want to let you know that.
Okay.
Misty. What do you want to chat about?
What's coming, what to look forward to in the new year?
Well, it's that time of the year, Rose, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we want
to
look.
Do you have a particular area in mind, or do you just want to have Dax take a look at the general area? I mean, your general.
Take a look at the general.
Okay.
There's definitely new opportunities coming in 2018. And I'm getting the Empress card. You know, that's that motherly energy. It doesn't have to be literal,
mm-hmm.
though. It could be birthing something like a new career or something along those lines, you know, even new relationships and things along those lines as well, you know. But I think it's more connected with things that you do. Because I'm seeing you take a little respite right now, but then comes the Empress card. There's some other cards talking about, you know, there's a lot of opportunities. And the Page of Coins shows up. And the pages are all focused on whatever their element is. In this case, the pentacle or the coin, which is earth or, you know, grounded and anything material. And
mm-hmm.
all these page cards are talking about study. And so it's like you're going to be learning something new that you're going to be able to develop as you go through 2019. Also, you know, that Fool card showed up for our first caller. It showed up again. I swear I shuffled.
Oh, wow.
I shuffled really, really good. But I got the Fool card again. And that's telling me, and, you know, it doesn't surprise me, you know, because at the end of the year, beginning of the year, you're going to have a lot of the same cards start to show up again, you know, especially like the Fool card, because people need to take leaps of faith. You need to think outside of the box and be willing to, you know, go for it. And so that's what's coming up in the cards for you for 2019. But
okay.
Rose, any words of wisdom there? For Tasha.
Well, we'll see. What I would recommend if you're going to study something, you know, to I guess acquire a new skill or talent or something like that, there is a mantra
mm-hmm.
that helps you to acquire knowledge a bit faster, and that is called AIM. It's spelled AIM, and it's actually connected to a goddess who is the goddess of wisdom and education and knowledge. So you can just chant, if you want to, you can chant I'm 108 times. That's usually the standard. And basically that does wonders for your brain even. I mean, there's scientific research out there that talks about sound or specifically the Sanskrit
mm-hmm.
mantras and how they open up different, you know, channels in the brain. So that's what you want to do. You know, feel free to
okay.
do so.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call, Tasha.
Okay,
thank you so much, Tasha.
All right.
Best of luck in 2019, and, you know, think outside the box, be willing to take the leap, and look for those opportunities, you know, to develop new skills. And, you know, that's what I was really, you know, you mentioned that, Rose. You were the one that actually specifically said developing new skills. And, you know, that's really the overall what I was getting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that she can develop new skills and do new things in 2019. You know, she's not restricted, you know, and it doesn't mean she has to change careers necessarily or anything like that. It could just be something
right.
that she starts on the side, you know. But that's definitely what was coming through. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. 714-816-4628 if you want to join us. 714-816-4628. Write that down. The number doesn't change. If we don't get to your call today, I want to mention that the Thursday show, Soul Sisters, is on holiday break until January. They'll be back in January. But we'll be here on Friday. I'll be here with, I'll be here with Sue, our other producer, and our new host, Stephanie Mayo. And she is really terrific. She's a psychic medium and a tarot reader. And she's on the show. She's been doing a lot of tarot. And she is just fantastic. And the phones have lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, completely full phone banks. It's unbelievable on Fridays. So get in early. You know, the phone lines open 15 minutes before the show starts. And it starts at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So 15 minutes before, call in right away, get your spot, and then, you know, hang in there. You know, you can go play a video game, watch some TV, go eat some lunch or something, you know, and then, you know, come back at the top of the hour. But just leave the phone running, you know, leave yourself called in, because, man, those phone lines on Friday, Rose, it's just been unbelievable. Although today's pretty crazy, too. We got a whole bunch of calls in here. We're going to go to the next call. It's been waiting the longest, area code 470. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk.
My name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, already.
Hi,
how you
Casey,
doing, Casey?
How are you? I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Fabulous.
We're doing pretty good.
What I keep forgetting to ask everybody, you know, is I should be asking them, you know, how their holidays are going and shaping up. We're getting to that point, you know. Yeah, go ahead, Casey.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's always Christmas. Go ahead, Casey, sorry.
I just wanted to see what do you see for my love life and finances.
Okay, pick one. That's two questions.
Love life.
What's most important? Love life.
My love life.
Okay. Okay. Are you seeing anybody now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. It seems like, but there's something going on, like you've stepped back or you're reevaluating, recharging. Something's going on with that. Does that ring a bell with anything?
You said Casey? Me, I've stepped back.
Well, what I'm getting
is
or somebody has. Somebody is involved in the relationship is, you know, I don't know, taking a step back or recharging or has gone on vacation or retreating or, you know, it's a card of stepping back from the situation. And I don't necessarily mean the relationship. Yeah. But go ahead. What were you saying?
I don't know. Maybe because I had moved out of my home. And so we are kind of like split up at the moment.
I knew something was going on like that because that's what's coming up in the card. Now there is an opportunity. The Ace of Swords is showing up. So there, you know, that swords are ideas, and this is a single sword, so one idea. So what it's talking about is it's talking about that, you know, after this break, this stepping back, there's an opportunity to refocus on the relationship. And it can actually happen rather quickly, but it's going to require some work. I'm getting the Eight of Wands that talks about things happening quickly and communication as well. And then the Eight of Pentacles, which is, you know, literally profit from one's skills, but it's working on something. Okay, so I'm getting the feeling because these cards follow the Ace of Swords that you're going to have to work on it, okay? It can happen as quickly or as slowly as you want it to happen. It's completely up to you. It's interesting, you know, looking at the numerology of it, it's 2 8 cards I get following the ace. Okay, and 8 is the number of abundance in numerology. And then at the very end, it's the 10 of Pentacles, which is literally, you know, the hearth and home card. So there's great potential, but it you have to refocus on it. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
What about you, Rose? Words of wisdom here for Casey?
Well, you know, I was just listening to what you were talking about, the only thing that popped out of my mind is that, hey, you're in control. You can go as fast or as slow as you want to. You can, as I said before with Joanna from Florida, that you can chant the clean mantra to help harmonize. If there seems to be little, you know, whether it's not communication or something like that, chant the clean mantra and just imagine things becoming better in terms of, you know, the relationship that you have. You're not necessarily chanting for the other person, but just that there'll be some harmony between the two. You know, and it's when you're chanting a mantra, the energy radiates from inside of you outward. So you're not chanting to change them. It's really about you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Casey. Thank you so much for calling
awesome.
In.
Thanks for the call. And as I mentioned earlier, after the last call, you know, if we don't get to your call today, remember, you can call in on Friday and get in early. But I wanted to take this moment here since we blew past the bottom of the hour break, which often happens on these shows because we get so excited talking to everybody. You know, I wanted to go in and take a look at the upcoming shows. You can always just go to psychetalk.net/upcoming and you can see what's coming up. And just, you know, mention some of the upcoming shows. As I said, the Thursday show is on break right now, but they'll be back in early January, you know, probably the first week of January. Sue and Ann will be back with Soul Sisters. And they do soul realignment. Fascinating topic. Friday, as I said, Sue Schumacher will be on with me. She is... her show, Soul Sisters, is taking a break, but she's helping me with some of these staff co-host shows like Rose's. And I'll be on with her and our new host, Stephanie Mayo. And we'll be doing open lines and mini readings all show long on Friday. So that's a great time to talk in, to call in to talk. And then on Saturday is our Psychic Saturday show. That's Mary Brown, one of our other producers, and myself. And we're doing the numerology of 2019. We're talking about the world year of three and what that means. Yes, yes. And there's actually 5 Sundays this month. And so we're and because the 23rd is right before Christmas and Christmas Eve, we're taking that Sunday off. There's no shows scheduled, but there's actually 2 shows scheduled for the 30th. So
nice.
So you're going to get, you know, two for the price of one. You're going to get a double header on the 30th, and Cosmic Coffee, it's Kucha's Cosmic Cafe, and I think I'm going to be on there with her talking about, you know, New Year's stuff. And spiritual landscapes, realms of human consciousness. That's what Lottie and Frankie is going to be talking about. And they're actually in Stockholm, Sweden, our hosts from Sweden. So that's December 30th. So we're skipping the 23rd, but on the 24th, we will be having, I think... it's Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn, and I'm trying to remember. She's doing a whole series on the archangels, and I think she's doing, I want to say, Jophiel. And
Jophiel.
It might be Raziel this week coming up. Let me just double check on that. Maybe it's Gabriel. Let's see here. Jophiel and Gabriel. Okay, those are the two.
Okay.
There's so many archangels. I get confused. she's doing like a couple a week. Now this past Monday she had a guest on who's an angel and an archangel channel. That's a fascinating show. So if you missed it, go back in the archive. Go to psychictalk.net and you can go to the archive and listen to that show. Listen to the replay. Great show. But coming up this Monday, Jophiel and Gabriel. And Catherine's been doing these great guided meditations during the show, one for each of the archangels, I think. Pretty nifty stuff.
Nice.
So that's a lot of, yeah. So that's a lot of the stuff coming up on the network. psychictalk.net/upcoming to go check that out. And it's the same phone number and the player live on that date and the chat room. It's always in the same place. It's always psychictalk.net/live to catch our shows. So this Thursday, Saturday, Monday, we're usually on every single day, but several of our shows are on hiatus for the holidays, but they're all coming back in January, and we're going to have a full schedule. Yeah. The Tuesday show comes back on look at the calendar here. I know it's the 8th, but I'm just trying to think of the schedule here. I know I'm thinking Soul Sisters will be back on the 3rd, Thursday the 3rd, and then the Tuesday show will be back on January 8th, Tuesday the 8th. So we'll have, solid shows Wednesday the 2nd on. We'll have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's when we're going to get back to our starting the 2nd, Wednesday, the January 2nd. It's going to be, full shows all week long. So you'll always be able to call in. Let's see who's been waiting the longest, Rose. And we've got, another 8 minutes or so left in the show. So we'll try to get to as many callers as we can here. Looks like area code 267 is next. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Don. My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Donna.
Hello. I've been battling with this for a while, but it's the end of the year and it's time to say goodbye. But I just wanted to know, it's a relationship question. Someone I had a relationship with for a long time. It was off and on because of circumstances. He's with someone else now. I went to the door. It's not for money or anything like that. I feel he just met somebody and he cares about them better and he's more happier being with them. And he does call me once a month. I meet up with him, and because he keeps saying, oh, we're still going to move to the mountains, I'm not happy with her. Do you have any insight on that you just care anything?
Sure. Let's take a look at it, real quick here, because I want to squeeze in as many calls as we can, so Rose will try to go through these quick here. Pretty much, Donna, you laid it out, and the way you laid it out is what's showing up in the cards. It's exactly the way you feel. Rose, as soon as Donna mentioned, she feels, he is actually happy with this other person. I got the Three of Cups, which is a celebration card. I got the Nine of Cups, which is, one's dreams coming true, emotional satisfaction.
Right.
And then right in the middle is the Two of Wands. There's Donna, looking off the precipice of everything that's, going on. And Donna already knows this, and you already know that, you have the power. You're allowing yourself to be drawn back in continuously. If this person, you know, he keeps meeting up with you, you know, what's that about? If he's with this other person, which obviously in the cards, you know, he's fine. And so he's just dragging you back in. Remember, you have the power. In fact, the very last card in the spread, Rose, is the Magician card. And for me, that card always shows up. You know, it's the power of manifestation. And it's number one, like, you remember, today is a one day about self.
Right.
And so, you know, you have to at some point say, okay, you know, I need to take care of myself. And the Magician says, you know, you have all the power in this situation. You can move on, is what it's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that helped. I was going to say, I didn't know if you had anything, Rose. I was just going to. But
really,
go ahead.
Really quickly, Donna, I can hear the upset, you know, in your voice when you talk about the situation. I've had that happen, and it completely sucks. So, you know, acknowledge that. But as Dax said, definitely you have the power. I would recommend a mantra that's good for self-esteem. It's called HREEM. It's HRIM or HREEM. You can look it up on YouTube and hear some chanting of it. This is a wonderful mantra to help you get back to yourself and take care of yourself. What he does is his business, you know, if he's going to go with the other person and what have you. But now's the time for you to take care of you. And the HREEM mantra can definitely do that. So that's my advice for you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I hope that helps you out, Donna. And, you know, good luck for 2019. You know, it's a fresh start for everybody, right? That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, absolutely.
Fresh starts. Take that leap, you know. And we're going to go to area code 708, the caller that's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ann, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Ann from Illinois. How you doing? You ready for the holidays?
I am.
Got those Christmas presents wrapped?
No.
She said no. Yeah. Same here.
I'm wishing to be inspired.
Totally understand that. I'm more into sending gift cards electronically myself.
Yeah.
We're all getting so lazy. It's like the gifts are meaningless now. It's just, here's $10, here's $100, you know, just go buy yourself something. Right. Yawn, you know.
Instead of doing gifts, I'm going to cook meals for people that are not feeling well and have been, you know, incapacitated.
That's a great idea.
Those are my gifts that I'm going to do.
Isn't that a great idea,
fabulous.
Dr. Rose? I love that.
It sure is. That sounds fantastic. So, Ann, what can we do for you today? What's your question?
My question is this. For 2019, what do you see for a job and then / my new career? Because it ain't the job.
Well, you know, that's an interesting way to look at it, you know, too, is it a J-O-B or is it a career? Those are completely. You know, people put that stuff together when in reality it's a completely different thing.
Definitely.
A career is a vocation. And you know, we get too many people calling up the show and it's like, well, you know, I've been job hunting for, you know, I've sent out 150 resumes and you know, if you're just looking for the next J-O-B, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, you're never going to get to the real goal, which is, and by the way, it comes up in the cards often. I'll get these cards talking about emotional fulfillment during those types of questions. You know, it's not about the money. It's about being emotionally fulfilled yourself and providing value for somebody else.
Exactly.
That's what it's.
Right.
Yeah. So can you, I don't know how we could put that into more of a question, more specific question for you.
Well,
what do you really want to know?
I love animals. Animals speak to me. Actually, I wish they would a little more. I can speak to them and they understand me. I'm not as easily understanding sometimes their information back. I have to kind of go by body language and everything. And in fact, that's what I'm going for in the new year. And I just happened to see, not too far from my home, there is a rescue that these horses that are going to go to slaughter. And instead of going to slaughter, the person takes them in. So what I want to do is I want to go there and I want to communicate with the animals and work on that. This person just doesn't take horses. They take all animals that, you know, but it started out for horses anyway. Mm-hmm. And I could get from them to help heal them and maybe bond them, get them so they can bond to their companion, their earthly companion.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
fabulous.
And remember when we had Virginia on, Rose, for a brief time there? And our host, Virginia, that's exactly what she did or does. She works through an animal shelter, and she's an animal communicator, you know, psychic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when I pull cards on that, what I'm getting is following your passion. Cards like the Knight of Wands. Yeah. That's what's showing up is that, you know, this is something, and I'm getting a lot of Cups cards. So this is something that is definitely going to be more emotionally fulfilling for you. And the eight, you know, there's that eight again. Eight is the number of abundance. And I got the Eight of Cups. And that's a card about, you know, embracing change and, you know, letting go, moving onward and upward. And so it's talking about, you know, you may have to get some things from your past aligned and get over that and, you know, just let it go emotionally, cut the strings and just, you know, go for this. That's what's showing up on the card. Yeah. What about you, Rose? You got anything for Anne?
My recommendation is go for it. I mean, the way that you described it and just the love and compassion that you...
You can hear it in your voice,
right? I
can
just feel that energy. Yeah, I could hear it in your voice. And I would say go for it, you know. You're talking about if there's anything in the past that you need to release or let go, one of the things that I do is, and this is right before I go to sleep, about 5 minutes before my head hits the pillow from this situation. Detached doesn't mean that you're not compassionate or you don't care, you're cold. It just means that this is not going to be a driving emotional force for me anymore, that I become detached, you know, and just repeat that a few times before you go to sleep, especially, you know, only if it's something that you're having difficulty letting go of, you can do this and, you know, go for it. I think it's wonderful. We need people like that who can communicate with animals in such a way and really help them out. And help us humans out who are working with animals. So,
I firmly believe that the animals that are in your life, they're in there for a reason. There's a sacred contract. I believe that there's a sacred contract. Now, some humans show up and others just aren't ready to, you know, unwrap their package.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Ann. We're at the end of the show here, but I'm glad we were able to get you in.
So am I.
Happy holidays to you and a wonderful new year, 2019. And who knows, maybe Ann is going to be our next pet psychic on the network, Rose.
We could sure use one.
Oh my God, people love the pet psychics. You know, when we had hosts in the past, I mean, those shows were just jam packed with callers. People just love that. In fact, our other hosts were calling in on those shows. You know, when we had Natalie and when we had Virginia, all of our other hosts were calling in too. It's like, oh, I need to talk about my pet, you know, and have her find out. We need pet psychics, folks. You know, so if you're listening out there, you're a psychic medium and you're an animal communicator. I know they don't like pet psychic. It sounds like pet detective, right? They like animal communicator because it's not just pets, you know. It's all manner of animals they communicate with, you know. Dr. Doolittle. No, just kidding. But if you're an animal communicator, psychic medium, get a hold of us. We would love for you to be on the network. Oh, my God. Yes, sweet. But I'm warning you now. I'm still going to call you a pet psychic. I love it. I love it. But animal communicator, yes, yeah, that's it. Yeah, we would love to get more animal communicators, pet psychic, onto the network. And so, you know, get a hold of any of our producers, Mary Brown, Sue Schumacher, Dr. Rose Wilkerson here, or myself. And we would love to get you onto the network. If you want to read more about it, go over to psychictalk.net. And on our main website, top of any page, just click Become a Host. You'll be amazed at the opportunities. Awesome. So that's all we have time for. We are at the end of the show. And we've gone over a little bit, but that often happens. Go over a little bit, but we'll be back on Friday, or at least I'll be back on Friday and taking your calls. Rose and I will be back next Wednesday. Shout out to Angela again. I hope Angela recovers quickly and can come back on the air with us in January. Meanwhile, we'll hold down the fort, Rose.
That's right. We will.
We'll be back next day. Our next show here on the network is Friday though. And, Sue Schumacher and the fabulous Stephanie Mayo. You're just going to be, you know, your socks are going to be blown off, as they say, when you hear Stephanie. And like I said, call in early because, oh my God, it just gets jam packed on here when Stephanie's on. 714-816-4628. If you want to get a hold of Rose or I, go over to Rose's page, Dr. Rose. It's psychictalk.net/DRROSE. So psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose. And mine is psychictalk.net/Dax. You can book private sessions with us. I do numerology as well as tarot. In fact, you can give the gift of tarot because I have gift certificates for anything along those lines. You want to give someone a numerology report, you want to give somebody a reading, we can make up a gift certificate, send it out to you, and you can give it to them. Also, you can go over to our sister website, tarotguild.org. Go over to tarotguild.org/join. And on there, we've got tarot courses, certification, memberships in the Tarot Guild. We got package deals with all of them together there. Yeah, you can gift yourself that, the gift of tarot, or give it to somebody else with our gift certificates, tarotguild.org. I want to thank all our callers and all our listeners, and especially you, Rose,
thank
for
you.
Being here with me.
It was
Bye,
fun
everybody.
Doing this. I love to do this.
Oh, yes.
Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week. See you next week.
Happy holidays, everybody. See you next week. Bye, Rose.
Bye-bye.